So they got a crippled pick and shovel and set out on their 3-mile tramp. They arrived hot and panting and threw themselves down in the shade of a neighboring elm to rest and have a smoke.
"I like this," said Tom.
"So do I."
"Say, Huck, if we find a treasure here, what are you going to do with your share?"
"Well, I have a pie and a glass of soda every day, and I'll go to every circus that comes along. I'll bet I'll have a gay time."
"Well, ain't you going to save any of it?"
"Save it? What for?"
"Why, so as to have something to live on by and by."
"Oh, that ain't any use. Pap would come back to this here town someday and get his claws on it if I didn't hurry up. And I'll tell you, he'd clean it out pretty quick. What are you going to do with yourn, Tom?"
"I'm going to buy a new drum and a sure enough sword and a red necktie and a bull pup and get married."
"Married?"
"That's it."
"Tom, you ain't in your right mind."
"Wait, you'll see."
"Well, that's the foolishest thing you could do, Tom. Look at Pap and my mother. Fight? Why, they used to fight all the time. I remember mighty well."
"Well, that ain't anything. The girl I'm going to marry won't fight."
"Tom, I reckon they're all alike. They'll all comb a body. Now, you better think about this a while. I tell you, you better. What's the name of the gal?"
"It ain't a gal at all. It's a girl."
"It's all the same, I reckon. Some says gal, some says girl. Both's right like enough. Anyway, what's her name, Tom?"
"I'll tell you sometime, not now."
"All right, that'll do. Only if you get married, I'll be more lonesomer than ever."
"No, you won't. You'll come and live with me. Now stir out of this, and we'll go to digging."
They worked and sweated for half an hour. No result. They toiled another half hour. Still no result. Huck said,
"Do they always bury it as deep as this?"
"Sometimes, not always, not generally. I reckon we haven't got the right place."
So they chose a new spot and began again. The labor dragged a little, but still they made progress. They pegged away in silence for some time. Finally, Huck leaned on his shovel, swabbed the beaded drops from his brow with his sleeve, and said,
"Where are you going to dig next after we get this one?"
"I reckon maybe we'll tackle the old tree that's over yonder on Cardiff Hill, back on the widow's."
"I reckon that'll be a good one. But won't the widow take it away from us, Tom? It's on her land."
"She take it away? Maybe she'd like to try it once. Whoever finds one of these hid treasures, it belongs to him. It don't make any difference whose land it's on."
That was satisfactory. The work went on. By and by, Huck said,
"Blame it. We must be in the wrong place again. What do you think?"
"It's mighty curious, Huck. I don't understand it. Sometimes witches interfere. I reckon maybe that's what's the trouble now."
"Shucks. Witches ain't got no power in the daytime."
"Well, that's so. I didn't think of that. Oh, I know what the matter is. What a blame lot of fools we are. You got to find out where the shadow of the limb falls at midnight, and that's where you dig."
"Then confound it, we fooled away all this work for nothing. Now, hang it all, we got to come back in the night. It's an awful long way. Can you get out?"
"I bet I will. We've got to do it tonight, too, because if somebody sees these holes, they'll know in a minute what's here, and they'll go for it."
"Well, I'll come around and meow tonight."
"All right, let's hide the tools in the bushes."